Smoker.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. We are in hour three. That's right. We do this 3 hours a night, every single night of the year. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And if you want to check those out.
Do you hear some talking?
I do.
Sounds like a dinner party.
Where's the CPU button?
Yeah, CPU's off.
Okay.
So we're good. Because we do have a call on Skype and a call on the line, but we'll get to those. But
I still hear
okay.
It.
Yeah, that sounds like it's a reverb. That's what it sounds
it
like
too.
To me.
Okay, anyway. We'll
anyway,
audio
if you want to hear shows without reverb or with other, odd live radio hijinks that occur, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com, and there you've got over a decade. Is that right? Over a decade?
Yep, over a decade.
Over a decade's worth of audio content.
Yeah, there's up to a decade. I don't know. It's a little arguable in the sense that there's a lot of audio, many years, almost a decade's worth, I'd say.
Absolutely.
Because there's some years that haven't yet been.
See if you can prove us wrong by listening to all of it.
Yeah. I wonder how long that would take. That's something like I remember years ago.
Well, it's thousands of hours because every show archive is at least 2 hours long, and then there's 365 shows a year.
So 700 something hours of shows a year.
Yeah. So, and then times 10 years. So it's on we're going on 10,000 hours of audio.
That's incredible. Because, I remember it used to be like with Star Trek. There used to be so much Star Trek on television. They said that you could watch like 2 hours of Star Trek every day for the next 10 years without seeing a repeat.
Wow.
And so I wondered how much Free Talk Live, for how long could you listen to Free Talk Live without a repeat? But anyway, well, obviously you could listen to 3 hours for about 10 years. So anyway, let's get right to the phones here, or in this case, the Skype. And we've got Cameron. Cameron, are you with us?
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Good, Cameron. What's on your mind?
Electronic cigarettes. So if you guys thought smoking cigarettes was cool, electronic cigarettes are so much cooler.
Why is that?
You like a vaporizer for it or nicotine.
Well, I don't think that smoking's cool, but I do think that vaporizers...
Well, you're a hypocrite because you used to smoke.
I just don't think it's cool. But I do think that vaporizers provide a much better alternative.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to pay taxes. You can smoke inside. You don't have to deal with the cold. They're better for you. I mean, I just can't recommend them enough. So I encourage people to.
Well, you can smoke inside in some places, but I think Boston, the city of Boston, has a smoking ban in all bars and restaurants.
Even though
they treat e-cigarettes the same as regular cigarettes, which is just that makes no sense. But
right now, Cameron, you obviously use these, right? The e-cigarettes?
Right.
Yeah, no, I mean, have you ever had, I get the sense that you're a young socialite kind of guy. I mean,
indeed.
Does anyone ever, like, complain, about the smoke or the vapor, essentially, that emanates from these things? I mean, have you ever noticed that?
No, if I'm in a place that's not my property, I usually ask, do you mind if I do this here? And most of the time, people don't even know what it is or ever, but one or two puffs, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's totally fine. Don't worry about it.
Sure.
It smells very nice.
Yeah, there's no smell, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy because now there's people that'll just complain and they'll say, oh, well, no, this guy's got an e-cigarette, which, like Cameron said, you have no idea that these things are operating. And they just want to ban it. Health issue or not. I mean, and of course, how many times healthier are these things than a cigarette?
Right.
It is absolutely mind-blowing. Now, this is something I hadn't thought about, though, Cameron, that you mentioned was with these e-cigarettes. So they don't tax, they don't fall under the cigarette tax or tobacco tax or whatever that is?
No, I don't believe so. I order mine offline, so I might have found a loophole, but...
Sure.
I mean, they're much cheaper. I mean, especially if the Vaporsmiths and you buy the cartomizers, it's better on so many levels. And I want to encourage everybody to at least give it a shot or just to make the switch or to quit smoking. It's better on so many levels.
Have you actually transitioned from conventional cigarettes to e-cigs?
Yeah, I have.
How is that?
I mean, it's It's tough. I did it for about a whole month, and then my battery died, so I had to go back to the regular cigarettes, but now I'm back on the electronic cigarettes, so it's just a persistence thing, and hopefully I'll be able to go one day without it.
Yeah, fantastic. Appreciate the recommendation, Cameron, and for your thoughts tonight.
You know, one thing, cigarettes contain a lot more carcinogens than the poison nicotine. I'm not going to say that, as I understand it, vaporizing's, as I've read online, like 10,000 times safer than smoking cigarettes.
Okay.
I wouldn't doubt it at all. It's not the nicotine that gets you when it comes to cigarettes. It's the tar and the stuff that it does to your lungs.
Well, nicotine is itself a carcinogen.
Yeah,
and
it is a carcinogen? Okay, I thought it was a poison.
Addictive. Yep. Yeah.
It's certainly addictive. It's in tomatoes, right?
I don't know about that.
You're going to eat a lot of tomatoes, but yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, so nicotine is not like neutral with respect to health. However, it's better than inhaling burned material into your lungs.
Anything you can do to get healthier, I think, is a great idea. And I think that's a great call.
It's just more convenient.
Yeah, it's more convenient. And boy, if it can avoid the tax system, please do it. You know, if you are already a smoker, please jump on it.
I will say about the smell, like, Brian, you and I were just in Las Vegas for this Bitcoin conference.
Yes.
And if you have a room that has a carpet and somebody is smoking in that room, you will never get that smell out.
Oh,
it takes a while. Absolutely the case. Now, I was sitting here next to Corey Moore, who was here last week, and he was vaporizing, and I almost smelled nothing. He, I guess, had some kind of orangey scent in there, because two times, now this is one of the major vaporizers that really puts out a lot of vapor. This is the first time I've ever smelled anyone else's vaporizer, but I smelled it two times during that event, and it was like a little sort of orangey scent. So that was the first time I'd ever smelled a vaporizer at all.
Yeah, I've been around plenty of people that use them, and I quite frankly never really notice, and I guess to some degree I could be considered sensitive to those sorts of things, so never been a problem. But let's go to the phones. We've got David in San Francisco. David, are you with us?
Hey, howdy. Yeah, I heard you talking about education at the end of the last hour, and I was just going to chime in on a couple of different things.
Please.
I don't know if you've heard about what there's an accreditation agency that deals with colleges and universities, junior colleges as well. And San Francisco has one of the biggest junior colleges in the country. We've got 80,000 students in it. And in a kind of a surprise move, about a year and a half ago, this accreditation agency was just going to yank the entire accreditation for San Francisco's junior college district. Just yank it. So that would mean that all of the students, all of a sudden, their credits wouldn't work.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. And
that's so, like a literal system reset.
Well, right. And so in the last couple of days, there have been lawsuits going on for the last couple of years. And in the last couple of days, there were hearings about this. And they've got an injunction against this accreditation agency. But they're now discovering that there's corruption in this accreditation agency.
Surprise!
Right, and as I was listening to that previous caller, the guy that had, well, I think he said he had taken a certain amount of loans, and now it had gotten up to $85,000 or something like that. You know, if you look at the corruption in the accreditation agency, if they were to yank 80,000 students at once, they would, as you may know, if you've got student loans, you cannot. If you go bankrupt, you cannot waive those student loans. It's like somebody used the expression organized crime in that conversation, and that's got to be a big part of it. Because I look at it really as a master race scheme. You know, somebody is.
This should be interesting.
Well, if you think about a master race con artist, basically they're claiming they're superior to you. Well, who's superior to the college? Who yanks the accreditation from a college? That's a master race scheme. Then if somebody is going to set your interest rates, you know, your interest rates should be set between you and the lender. They shouldn't be set from London, like with the LIBOR, the London Interbank Offering Rate. You know, that's a master race scheme to set somebody's interest rates. If you're...
Yeah.
If you're, And so basically the I hear the music coming up. You want to hang over? Or?
Yeah, we can hold. If you got more thoughts, David, I'll bring you over. You can call in 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past. And apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously we all want to look our best. But take advantage of new technology. Special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAFE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, herbalhealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855 453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. And as always, you get the Sunday night team here with Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And Mark, did you have something you wanted to share with us?
Yeah. So I want to tell people how to get some bitcoins. You can go to cashandtocoins.com. The instructions there are clear. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. And this is absolutely true with CashIntoCoins.com. Anytime I've gone through there, it's been incredibly easy. And I have been privy to some situations where there have been some customer service problems. Whenever you deal with the public, you're going to have customer service issues. And CashIntoCoins.com is right on the ball. They're responding that day. And so that's what you want when you're trying to get Bitcoins. This is the frontier. Bitcoins is cutting edge. So the expectation that you're going to get the PayPal of Bitcoin, that hasn't happened yet. CashIntoCoins.com is positioning itself to do that, and I'm proud of these guys with what a great job they're doing. You're going to need, if you want to do this, you're going to need a Bank of America, a Wells Fargo, or a credit union with shared branching that is in your immediate vicinity, I guess close enough to which you are willing to travel.
And you don't have to have an actual account?
No. That's an important thing to point out. You don't have to have an account. You don't have to show ID. You just go in there, you make a deposit into an account, they don't have to ask you anything else. Now, the bank I go to, the Bank of America that I go to here in town, they know who I am. So I'm not exactly making anonymous transactions, but you can. CashIntoCoins.com, orders under $40 carry no fee at all. Orders above $40, you can give half your fee to a Bitcoin-oriented charity. It's CashIntoCoins.com.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, the life of a celebrity, you can't get anonymous Bitcoins.
Infamous as opposed to famous.
Like that. I like to consider myself infamous, too. But anyway, we've got David on the line, and he is talking about just the rampant corruption in San Francisco with the school system. Is that right, David?
Well, not just San Francisco, because I was going to go next into it's the accreditation agency, which is not based in San Francisco. This
okay.
is a nationwide accreditation agency. And there's an insinuation that one of the board members has a league or is in league with the lenders. So, San Francisco is one of the wealthiest cities in the country, and to
sure.
saddle 80,000 kids per year. I mean, if somebody were to yank the accreditation, then that means that their credits for years past could also be in jeopardy, which would mean that all of these kids would have higher interest rates, and would they be able to get jobs with their credits disappearing overnight? So it whether or not the accreditation agency is a fraud, and that's where the lawsuits have been going. But I was also going to go into Neil Bush, the brother of George and the son of the other president. Neil Bush is famous during the 1980s for his fraud in the savings and loans debacle. It wasn't even a debacle. It was just outright fraud. Neil Bush
right.
is very involved in something called Silverado Savings and Loans. Well, Neil Bush, if you look at No Child Left Behind, and you type in Neil Bush, you're going to find that Neil Bush owned No Child Left Behind tests. So
it's to enrich, yeah.
And which, of course, George W. promoted, the hell out of that.
Yeah, that was
right.
the thing.
And
it keeps on happening. Wasn't it Ashcroft that owned the little machines the TSA was going to buy? I mean,
yeah.
I can't remember
yeah.
which one. It
yeah.
just
Chertoff,
keeps on.
Yeah.
Chertoff, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I mean, where does this stuff end?
Well, that's where I was going to go with the master race scheme, because if you think about it, here's a known fraudster. Neil Bush should be in prison for his what he did with the savings and loans. There were hundreds of thousands, millions actually, of people lost their homes and cars and boats and jobs because of the savings and loans crooks, and he skated on it. And so now all of the students in America have to live up to a test that he owns. So it's as if we have to live up to a false standard, which that's why I'm calling it a master race scam. You know, these guys have come up with they've got the gall to come up with a test put together by a con artist, and then, you lose your accreditation because you can't live up to a fraudulent test.
Yeah, so it's a game you're designed to lose.
Exactly, and so that's why I don't hold any punches when I say it's a master race scheme, because if you look at how people ended up in Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen and whatnot, it was the same kind of scams. They basically bankrupted Germany with fraudulent financial instruments, And then they were trying to destroy the German democracy, the Weimar Republic, and make democracy look bad in Germany and have them beg for a dictator like Hitler. And so they did it through financial manipulations. And when everybody was broke, they had to go to a labor camp. All of those death camps started out as labor camps where you had to work off your debt to society. And
right.
But it was a company store where you would never pay off your debt, and you would slowly but surely get starved to death doing it. So that's why, you know, the idea of bitcoins or the idea of alternative currencies, we've got to make the super rich broke, because otherwise they're going to kill us. There's just no doubt of it at this point. When they talk about shutting down hospitals and shutting, you know, privatizing Social Security and cutting off clean water and stopping pollution standards, and they're trying to kill us at this
point. Sure, and leaving the military totally well-funded and not putting any stop to that whatsoever. Yeah, David, thank you so much for the call
great
and your
call.
Thoughts. Yeah, great call,
yeah.
great insights.
Well, I wish they would privatize Social Security. I wish that I could choose where I put. I don't pay Social Security any longer, but I wish that I could choose where the funding goes for the, you know, all of my retirement money.
I prefer that. Galveston, Texas, right? Isn't that where they actually? It's not the Social Security system there is not based upon the federal system, if I'm correct.
I've read something about that.
Yeah,
people could do more research on their own to get clearer on it. But
sure.
I know that ministers don't have to buy, don't have to put into Social Security.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, an interesting point of, like, about the Weimar Republic that he brought up, I mean, it wasn't just, like, sure, you know, the dollar there was getting, you know, schemed out of existence and whichever. And, you know, it's an interesting story that you really never hear about in school, but the Weimar Republic was an incredible, like, cultural revolution going on back in, I mean, and really, you know, you talk about in America, you talk about the roaring 20s.
They were really roaring in
Germany back then. And it's funny because they were creating, I think it's safe to say, they were creating in the Weimar Republic a counter-economy. Kind of almost an agorism type thing that gets talked about often on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing the real thing. And that, oddly enough, not just like he said, how the people got kind of led into, accepting a Hitler type person. And when Hitler comes into power, suddenly he makes all of that cultural revolution pretty much illegal, starts banning swing music, starts, you know, just banning all these things that were allowing people to make, you know, money.
Mixing of races, too. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. All this stuff. And so, yeah, these are really, really important things to always look out for. And history is an incredible lesson. Like Santayana said, those who do not pay attention to history are destined to repeat it. So please don't.
Or have it repeated upon them.
Yeah, exactly. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Always exciting, and yes, it is, again, you know, we say this all the time, but really, it is live radio on a Sunday night. You have to understand how rare that is. We are hardworking people here at Free Talk Live, going 7 nights a week. And you know,
well, we don't go seven nights a week.
Yeah, we all don't.
Free Talk Live does, but it's kind of shared.
Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Although I got to give Ian and Mark credit because each of them does 6 nights a week, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing.
And if this was honestly work, yeah, that'd be tough.
So, and if you want to help out the show, because again, you know, I mean, really, you know, we're going 365 days a year.
I think it'd be inarguable to say that we're dedicated.
That's right. We are dedicated. So if you want to show some appreciation for that dedication and help out with the show, because Free Talk Live really is probably one of the, if not the most, one of the most important vehicles for spreading liberty, not just in this, and not just in the United States, but around the world. But
yeah, I don't know what, you know, the best vehicle. I'd say Ron Paul was pretty darn good at spreading the ideas of liberty, and Free Talk Live can't measure up to that. But dollar for dollar, I think your money can go farther in getting Free Talk Live on news stations and listened to by more people, and that really, in and of itself, is incredibly valuable.
Absolutely. So you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that can take you to Amazon as well as, I think, Newegg. But with Amazon, you know, it's really a great affiliation that we have, and you get the same great prices, you know, that you do at Amazon. But we just happen to get a little bit of a cut for that, and that really, really helps out the show. So tonight you are joined, I don't know if I said this, tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. So when Stephanie, when you're gone off at the Passport to Freedom event, that one can get tickets at passport.freetalklive.com, I'm going to be at the North American Bitcoin Conference. And here's a little fact that they had on their website that I was really surprised surprised by. Do you know that Bitcoin has surpassed Western Union in transaction volume?
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So there's going to be more than 500 people in the Bitcoin community converging on Miami and for a direction-setting conference aimed at driving the currency from speculation to mainstream, and I am delighted about that. I think that now the goal for Bitcoin is to be accepted at more and more businesses, and that's what's going to really make the difference. People like Tony Galoppi from BitPay, they understand that too. So Tony's sponsoring a merchant workshop at the event for free, meaning that you don't have to get tickets to go to this merchant workshop event. If you're in the area or you want to come on down for the merchant workshop event, you will find out how to have Bitcoins, be able to accept Bitcoins at your company. So for the price of a few hours there at the event and however long it takes to get there and get back, you'll be able to find out all about it from, frankly, an expert in the area.
Sure, there's the best in the business,
yeah.
Probably.
So also at the event, Roger Veer, who's known as Bitcoin Jesus, Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me, Jason King from Sean's Outpost, Charlie Lee, me. You can get your Bitcoins at, you can get your tickets with which you can pay with Bitcoin or cash, whatever you want to do, at BTC, that's the abbreviation for Bitcoin for those of you who don't know, BTCMiami.com, BTCMiami.com. Love to see you there January 25th and 26th in Miami.
Fantastic.
Miami Beach, actually.
Yeah, right on. How can you beat going to Miami, really?
In January.
Yeah, that's a great time.
It's going to be crowded. It's season. There's no doubt about that. But
yeah.
Would you rather deal with people or snow? Those are your choices.
There you go.
I'll take the snow.
yeah, me too, actually. But anyway, but Miami is beautiful in January.
You'll be dealing
in
out in Vegas.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll be dealing with the people.
Yeah, wait a minute, hypocrite. No. Anyway, you can call in with your thoughts on anything you want to talk about. We've been talking about quite a few things tonight. Education has seemed to be the order of the day. But 855-450-3733, that is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Or you can get in touch with us through Skype. Our Skype handle is lrn.fm, and we just have to accept you first if you haven't already, accept your handle, and then you can contact us. And we actually have someone on Skype right now, and that's Nathan. Nathan, are you there?
I am. Are you there?
I am here.
That's great. So I was listening to earlier when you were talking about trigonometry and stuff, and it was Sokotoa. Is that what you said, Mark?
I said I sang a little song. Somebody else said something about Sokotoa.
I thought both the song and the Sokotoa were off.
No, would you like me to sing the song again?
No, that's awful.
Actually, I have a limerick that I think is superior to the song that you sang. And,
okay.
There
once was a sign from Nantucket.
Something like that.
Whose cosine was so long he could... Go ahead.
Yeah. Maybe those... I don't know if the song was a government rhyme or not, but this is the limerick that I came up with. If you fly a kite at noon with the sun so bright, the line times the sine is the height of the kite. The line times the cosine gives the shadow below, and tangent is sine over cosine to so.
Could you post that at facebook.freetalklive.com so that other people could benefit from it? Because it just went by so fast. People would have to actually learn this, and maybe, this might be useful to somebody if you post it over there at facebook.freetalklive.com.
Now, I have another question, Nathan. Can you think of any real-life applications of sine, cosine, and tangent? Like, when do you... I know there are uses for them, but, like, when would somebody need to know about that in their life?
If you're on a boat, I would guess there'd be some points at which you would use that. I don't know if they still navigate with stars or not. That would probably have been the most common use, hundreds of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're like working as an architect or an engineer or, something like that, trigonometry wouldn't really come up so much. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to climb up the stairs of the building, you don't measure the shadow of the building and then calculate the height that you're going to be climbing, right?
So, right.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I was just going to say a little story. I remember when I was in government school and I was taking a trigonometry class, and I asked the teacher, like, the same question that I just asked you, like, what could be a practical application of this? And he had absolutely no answer. And so at that point, I just kind of stopped. I was like, why should I pay attention to this boring crap?
Well, that's really the issue with a lot of material that gets taught in government school. What they're trying to do is get you to be, you know, have this minimum level of knowledge you need to function as a worker in the economy. So, for example, if you're going to be doing graphics design, or let's say you're going to be doing finance, then you need to know how to calculate equations that you're going to be using in finance. You may need to understand how to sum compound interest as a series and things like this. But the thing is that in school, they have to teach you a whole bunch of rote material, like time tables, like Mark mentioned, before you can get to that level. So I guess what I'm trying to say is they're not really concerned with motivating students and getting them interested in how the math or the science works. They're more concerned with, well, you need to learn A, B, and C so that you can,
sure,
you know, you can work.
I agree, Nathan. I think that is kind of the goal. But, you know, there's some things with math, and maybe not so much trigonometry, though I guess this could fall under it to some degree, that really never made any sense to me, because I agree. Like, if the goal is to have someone come out there, or to come out of high school as, you know, a worker that could possibly, you know, kind of fall into any role that was sort of necessary, not necessarily, big money maker type roles, but just necessary for society to continue on. There's a couple, like the works of Pythagoras and things like that really get hammered down for at least a good week or two in high school that never actually made a whole lot of sense to me why they bother teaching those. And in fact, it gets weirder for me. Because,
you mean like the Pythagorean theorem?
Yeah, exactly. And it gets weirder because, like, they even, like, it's one thing, okay, yeah, the government, you know, is crazy. They don't know how to make a school program for the life of them, and that all makes perfect, you know, I understand that point. But then when Disney comes out with cartoons trying to illustrate, like, these insane mathematical equations, or they're not insane, they're, you know, I guess I don't necessarily know the usefulness of all of them, but it always bothered me. It's like, why is Donald Duck teaching me the Pythagorean theorem? This doesn't gel. Like, why teach that to a kid? That would respond to Donald Duck. That never made a whole lot of sense to me. I mean, you got any thoughts on that, Nathan?
Sure, but I hear the break music coming up. I also have another limerick here that is not mine, but
there's a teaser.
Yeah, all right. Hold the line, Nathan. We'll bring you over, and I am interested to hear the next limerick and maybe some of his thoughts. If you have thoughts, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. We've got a couple people on the line, so we might be able to squeeze you in the remaining moments of the Sunday night edition. Tonight it is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. You can go to BitcoinStore.com and find more than 500,000 items, the vast majority of which are consumer electronics types devices, so MP3 players, flat screen TVs, laptops, tablets, desktops, smartphones, things like that. You can get them at BitcoinStore.com. You can get them at wholesale prices. I know everybody says wholesale prices, but for real, there's a 0% markup on consumer electronics devices from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. That's Ingram Micro at BitcoinStore.com. Not because they've got some kind of trick up their sleeve, but because they want to propagate the idea of using Bitcoin as a currency, the way it was intended to be used. They are full-on true believers. This is Roger Ver, the guy known as Bitcoin Jesus, who's behind BitcoinStore.com, and no one can come out claiming that this guy has any ulterior motive besides wanting to see Bitcoin used and popularized and to be able to, frankly, he wants to undermine fiat currencies around the world because he believes that governments use these fiat currencies to be able to fight wars that their citizens
Absolutely.
Never had any intention of them fighting. So they, you know, that divorces government from the people in a very important way. So anyway, support Bitcoin by going to BitcoinStore.com and using them there. You can get, by the way, it's got free shipping on orders over $100 and $5 shipping for anything underneath.
Yeah, and they need very little information to even, I mean, you know, your identity can be relatively safe. All they need is an address.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that
and
way.
And that's it, which I think is really, really interesting. Anyway, we've got Nathan on the line, and Nathan, you had one more. We were talking about the kind of maybe the lunacy of mathematical equations, or the, perhaps the more the practicality ways to remember them. And you had another limerick, and then I wanted to know your thoughts on why you know some of these equations, some of this math that gets taught to kids in school that really I don't think has a whole lot of any kind of practical application. When you consider that the idea of high school is for kids to go out into the world, you know, and be able to do some kind of work, I don't see where these things allow for any kind of work. What are your thoughts, Nathan? Or if you want to do the limerick first.
We can do the limerick first. It's actually not as interesting as the first one, but it is kind of catchy.
Sure.
It is a dozen, a gross, and a score, plus 3 times the square root of 4, divided by 7, plus 5 times 11, equals 9 squared, and not a bit more.
What is the usefulness of that thing?
Is that like telling you how to do square roots, pretty much?
No, it's just a fun limerick that I heard one time by someone named John Saxton.
All right. So how do you feel about, you know, this whole idea? Like I said, I don't see the point of the Pythagorean theorem, and yet it's like, it's not just taught in high school. Like I said, literally, there's these oddball Disney cartoons that were made decades ago, even, to teach it to, you know, high schoolers?
Is this A squared plus B squared is equal C squared?
No, it's a B plus or minus C over, well, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, Mark, that's what Mark's right.
Okay, Mark's right, got it.
Okay, I have actually used that one time in designing a barn.
I was going to say, this might be a bad example, because I think if Mark's a farmer, he's probably actually used this. I know that the Egyptians, maybe they didn't know the equation, but they were kind of aware of the relationship, and they have, like, their pictures or something of, like, you know, designing pens and buildings where they use that. So this may not be the best example. There was also a fun story I remember hearing in school about the Pythagorean theorem. So the Pythagoreans were the first mathematicians, and they were kind of a cult, I guess.
Yeah, this is really cool stuff. We got to put this on the Facebook page.
They had this mystical philosophy where they thought all universal concepts could be reduced to number, like 2 represented division and 3 represented harmony or whatever. And anyways,
it was math cult.
It was a math cult. Yeah.
Okay.
So they came up with the Pythagorean theorem, but this led to some trouble, according to legend, when a young student one day wondered, well, what would happen if you had a right triangle where the sides were both equal to 1? Then what would the Pythagorean theorem say about the third side? And if you think 1 plus 1 equals A squared, well, or C squared, then I guess that means it must be a number whose square is 2.
Right.
But you see, according to their philosophy, they thought that all numbers could be represented as whole numbers or fractions. And if you, no matter how far you look or how long you look, you won't find any fraction.
Yeah, that won't happen.
Where it's exactly 2.
Right.
And so, according to legend, the person who discovered this was on a boat, and they threw him over the edge of the ship and swore the other members to secrecy.
Wow.
And, boy, that sounds familiar.
They killed people all the time in this Pythagorean cult, so it's not that unusual. And I think that none of them were allowed to speak except for Pythagoras because he wanted credit for all the math?
No, I think it was that they were discriminated against by the people of the Isle on Croton, and so they were driven out because they were, I guess, innovative thinkers or something.
Wow. Interesting stuff, Nathan. Thank you so much for that. That is actually pretty wild. math cults. But anyway, we've got one more call on the line here. I don't think we'd be able to squeeze in any more, but Chris in Evansville, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What would you like to talk about, Chris?
Hey, I just got one kind of question for you about the bitcoins.
Sure.
What happens if, say, you know, what happens if somebody comes out with, like, the next bitcoin? I mean, you know, it just keeps going and going.
The next, like another kind of coin?
Yeah, if they come up with an alternative to what that one is.
Well, there are already altcoins out there.
Yeah, there already are. But Bitcoin has the advantage of being first to market, right? I mean, with open source things, you can always copy it and change it. And that's part of the beauty of open source. But Bitcoin will always be the first one. And so far, there hasn't been a fatal flaw. So I think it'll continue to be important. And also, maybe there's room for more than one.
Yeah, and another thing that's important to look at here, I just want to make sure that these altcoins that they're referring to, they're basically bitcoins with a new twist each time, because the Bitcoin software is open source. Anybody, you can go out and make your own coin today. You know, I'm using coin in quotation marks here. So you could make your own. However, what you're asking really is, what happens when somebody designs the Bitcoin killer? And
right. I mean,
you know, what happens when the new technology comes out? And I think what the answer to that is hooray, we've got better currency, is the answer to that. Now, this is speaking as a person who's fully invested in Bitcoin. I'm full on with Bitcoin, but I'm looking forward to the next thing that's able to knock Bitcoin off as the king of the mountain.
Chris, what do you think?
you know what? I just don't really know enough how it really works, I guess. I'm just, I don't see how it can, why someone would buy into it when somebody else might come along and it won't ever be worth that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Chris, let me actually, I'll address that. And the thing is that the idea of cryptocurrencies, okay, which is what Bitcoin is, you know, or the Bitcoin technology, the idea of being able to transmit money digitally in a decentralized fashion without the requirement of banks or these other control structures. The fact is that when the Bitcoin killer comes, the easiest way to get that will not be with dollars. I mean, it's so hard to actually purchase bitcoins right now. You have to. There's companies like Cash Into Coins that have had to go through quite a few loops, and I'm glad they did. To be able to even do it to where you can purchase bitcoins. And so what is going to happen is that the cryptocurrency economy is only going to really be able to be purchasable into, or at least with ease, by other cryptocurrencies. So Bitcoin, whether it ends up being the one for the next 100 years, 1,000 years, or whatever, the easiest way to get the next thing after Bitcoin, the Bitcoin killer, is oddly enough with Bitcoins.
Right. So, Chris, ask yourself this. If what you're saying to yourself is, I don't need to concern myself with Bitcoins because something's going to come along and knock Bitcoin off the hill, that may or may not be true. It may or may not be true, because what if Bitcoin knocks the highest currency off the hill right now, the U.S. dollar? If it knocks the U.S. dollar down from world reserve currency status and becomes de facto world reserve currency, then you will get into Bitcoin whether you like it or not, because you'll have to do business. So if that's the case, then you want to get in today, because then you're in early and you understand it better than the next guy, and you actually you see some benefit from the appreciation of the value of the currency and that sort of thing. Or if this Bitcoin killer comes along, it's possible that Bitcoin will be integrated into it. There's a couple of technologies out there currently that are trying to do that. Ripple, what's the other one, Ryan?
Oh, there's BitShares, which is based off of ProShares.
There's some
MasterCoin.
So it may not be that Bitcoin gets killed off. It just becomes integrated, and you continue. You don't lose money in your early investment as a result. So there's different possibilities besides just Bitcoin gets destroyed.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call, Chris. I mean, Bitcoin, whether it's here to stay or not, cryptocurrencies, I think, are here to stay. So
they keep on keeping on.
Yeah. Nothing
5 years now.
Absolutely. Nothing stopping them, and nothing will stop Free Talk Live. You can tune in 21 short hours. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snorting!
You made them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold, use as directed.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.